This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
What way are you like your parents, for better or for worse? What will you never do because your parents did it? A couple of responses here. My dad is old school and doesn't get in his feelings. It's hard to read the man. I feel like he doesn't trust me, and I felt hurt because of it growing up. Come to flip around, I hear the same from others about me. I seem uptight. Don't seem to trust others because I don't open up to them. So I came full circle. Another, I'm like my mom in that when I get stressed out, I burst into tears. I really don't like that. And even with tremendous self-control, I manage to keep the tears from flying out of my eyes. My voice, though, will pitch real high and give it away. Our question, for better or worse, how are you like your parents, or what will you never do because your parents did it? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hola.
Well, I've been listening since day one, and this is the first time I've called in, just so I can bitch about my dad.
All right. Awesome. Glad we had something for you.
Really, it took 20 years. I need to go golf again, so this time I promise I won't dump the golf cart, but let's go hit the links while it's cold outside, huh?
All right.
Anyway, so my dad lives with me, and I have a lot of kids, and the last two are still living at home, and, kind of one of them joined the Navy recently, and so he was home for Thanksgiving, and I get to see everything that's bad about me in my son, and then I get to see where it comes from my father. It's great.
Now, do you see anything good as well? Like, I can take credit for that.
That I can take credit for? Sure. I'm great.
Of course.
We take things from our parents, good and bad, and my dad is an old hippie. He's a good dude. Like, he's a family man. There's lots and lots of things about my dad I'm really stoked about, and I'm happy to emulate. But he doesn't understand that anger is a secondary emotion. To him, anger is how you just deal with stuff. And, that's what was spread on to me and then my sons. And so now trying to get that to change. And, I mean, trying to tell a 77-year-old man, like, he literally, what do you want me to do? Change? Yeah, dude, that's exactly what I want you to do. You can't be angry at everything all the time.
People are just wired that way, though, man. You never know. Look, they say a tiger can't change the stripes. You can change behaviors. But, I mean, the root of who you are is still going to be in there somewhere if it festers up or not.
But that's where the effort comes in.
And try to restrain yourself.
To know how you're hardwired. Exactly. And no one's going to be perfect about it, but... Look, man, I'm self-admitted, I'm not a patient guy. You know what I mean? I want to get things done. This is why I want to do it. I don't want to hear it. But I will say, honest to God, once I had kids, I put all that aside. They have no idea how impatient I am because I realized when I had my kids, they don't know anything until you fill in the blanks, right? So once you give them the information, like, I do expect you to behave a certain way when it's been made clear. But otherwise, I come off as being a very patient individual, which my wife finds funny. She's like, you're not. I'm like, you know that, but... Somehow when you have kids, at least for me, my experience was it forced me to identify what it is I want to hide from them about me, you know, and typically it's the worst of you. So there's stories I hide from them, but just certain behaviors or whatever it is, you know, I kind of put the foot down on it. And the nice thing is now, very naturally, with very little effort, I'm still patient with them. Because that's as soon as I see them, that's how my brain clicks, right? It just, all right, guys, what's the deal? Just explain it to me. It's fine. We'll get through it. But if you had told me that was going to happen before I had kids, I'd have been like, you're out of your mind.
Mm-hmm. That's at a certain point, like with this guy, what he's like.
He's 77.
Right, but at a certain point, people choose to do that.
Sure.
Yeah. Right, and then
the anger, excuse is, I'm 77.
Or let's just wait. Like, no, it's not. You're choosing not to control your emotions.
Because you've had 77 years to work on it.
You're taking it out on other people.
Oh, I was going to ask him, what did he see? You know, he said he gets something bad from his dad, and then he can see it in his son. I was like, what is the thing that keeps bouncing through the generations? Right? Like, what is it about? You can look at your dad, good or bad, and you go like, okay, my kid got this quality. I could say they got it from me, but if they got it from me, it's because I got it from one of my parents.
Yeah.
Right? You can't even really
take
full credit.
What's the one quality from your parents that you absolutely drives you nuts?
I'll be honest with you. They're not bad people. There's nothing about
them. My mom's wonderful.
My mom can drive me nuts, but it's only because we are the same person. Mm-hmm. And like anything, you know, you put that together, your radio waves definitely, they accelerate.
Does your dad have patience for you because of that relationship?
He's a patient guy in general. And then his oldest son is my brother, who's just like him, who's also just a very patient, you know, pragmatic person, man. Just you assess the situation before you respond to it, if you know what I mean.
Right. Yeah.
Or my mother, you just tell her the situation, she's going to fly, right? And I do the same thing. And we just had this conversation in Texas. There's different people asking those questions. And she looked at me and smiled. And she said, we are the same person. I said, right. We get it. We love each other. Yeah. But it's like, yeah, we will drive each other crazy. But I'm like, look, I get it from you. And then knowing my grandmother on her side, I'm like, you got it from your mom.
Right.
And I remember my great-grandmother on her side. Like, and she got it from her. Like, this is just something that's not going to go away.
Here's the one that my mom got from her grandmother, who I just happened to see over the Thanksgiving break. 99 years old.
Yeah.
She said, when are you coming back? I said, next Thanksgiving. She's like, well, I'm like, you'll be here. I know. Trust me. I know. She's a hoarder, all right?
Ugh.
And so is my mother. And nothing can be thrown away. Nothing can be donated. Nothing can be... You could have a whole bag of stuffed animals, and I'd say, Mom, why do you have these? Why don't you give these to a kid? I mean, a kid would actually maybe sleep with them, or, you know, like to have them on their bed and play with these things, you know? And, well, you never know. I mean...
Yes, you do. Yes, we do know.
No, 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 no. My daughter's not going to have a kid right now.
Yeah.
Like, is that what you're saving this for? She's like, you know, I still have your Letterman jacket. I'm like, why? Why do you have this stuff? She's got so much. It took me 2 hours, 2 hours to try to clear out. It's supposed to be a nasty winter in West Virginia where she lives.
Yeah.
So the one thing I just wanted to be able to do was get her car to be able to. It's a two-car garage. I just wanted to
have room for
a
one
little slit just to pull the car. And I spent 2 hours in her garage the second day I was there. Moving boxes, just rearranging stuff. It was all in plain view.
Right.
I was just trying to get...
I didn't get rid of anything.
She is freaking the F out. I mean, she is losing her mind. I can just tell she's getting stressed. Oh, what did you do with my shovel? You have nine. She has nine shovels. Nine, not snow shovels. No, spades. The same freaking shovel. She has nine of them. I'm like, why don't you give this to the guy that comes over and takes care of your yard so he has it? Because he's a landscape guy.
Right.
Why don't you let him... He's the one out there digging... You know, why don't you give him three of these shovels, you know, and you'll still
you keep six.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, my mind is blown. There were seven cans of WD-40
Jesus.
In the garage. What the hell's so squeaky? Why do you have seven?
Is that why you're so organized? Is it a conscious effort to say, I don't want to fall into this trap?
She told me to go outside and get a can of pinto beans for something.
She was making chili. Is your, like, your not your step, but like your stepdad was very clean.
He's very clean, yeah.
Right. I imagine your father was. Like, my
dad's impeccable.
So, like, my sister takes after my father much more than me and my brother.
But as far as being.
Just
tiny,
overall.
Okay.
Just over. But you can't say it to her.
Can't tell people that.
Right. Like, whereas me and Chris are just like, yeah, we take after mom. But, like, she will clean all the time.
All right.
Like, I talked to her days off Thursday, every Thursday, right? So the bad habit I have is from my mom, same way. It's like, I don't know how to explain it. I'm just like, yeah, like, my house isn't dirty. It just gets cluttered.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I just don't care. I wish I cared more.
Right.
I couldn't have clutter because my dad was ex-military. And so, and look, he was a little bit of a hood, as I'm understanding it now, when he was coming up. But the military kind of set him straight. But he took all of those lessons he learned there, and they're good lessons to have. But, like, I mean, just how you made your bed, how you cleaned up. Yeah. But there is a... It's not just that you clean. It is the methodology with which you clean, right? So, I mean, how you vacuum. Not just vacuum your room. It had to be short strokes, period. Because I'd always treat it like a lawnmower. You know, just kind of go through the perimeter of the room, come back. That would drive him absolutely bad. But now, when I vacuum, I realize I vacuumed like my father vacuumed because it was just beating your head. This is how you do it.
My mom had an exercise bike in her garage from 1982. You couldn't even pedal it because it's stuck.
Rusted shut, right?
It's rusted shut. It's this big, heavy thing. Like, you've never gotten on this thing. She has one of those things, like a little mini trampoline that you bounce on.
Oh, the little round one?
She's 77. Like, she's not bouncing on a little trampoline anymore. Like, what are you doing? Like, why do you have this stuff? Like, there's plenty of people in that area that live in poverty.
Yes.
All you need to do is put yard sale free on a sign down by the road, and people will come and pick this crap up for you.
Absolutely.
Why do you have an IBM typewriter?
Oh, wow.
You have a computer that you use. You do not need an IBM typewriter. Where are you finding ribbon for this?
Yeah, I was gonna say
this thing,
ribbon.
I picked it up to move it. I almost threw my back out. It weighs 95 pounds.
Oh, yeah. Those things are super heavy.
It's like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, why are you keeping this? You know?
So well, that's, you go
that's,
through it later.
That's the one that was really nice back in the day, and that's like, what are you, Tom Hanks?
Right. No kidding.
I mean, we finally just, like, we were putting my mom into, like, an older facility. Like, we just didn't tell her.
That's the way to do it. That is the way to do it.
Oh, yeah.
The same thing. She will sit there with every little thing. And, look, some of it is very, like, some of it you do want. But, like, I trust my brother more for him to call me and go, do you want this?
Oh, yeah.
Right? And we're not talking about photos. Just... You're saying.
We do it with our kids now.
If anybody's ever sent flowers to that house, whether it was my grandfather passing, whether it was a Valentine's thing, whether it was the holidays or whatever, there is not one vase that she has thrown away in 50 years from any florist, from any book. She doesn't reuse the nice crystal ones or put her flowers in there. Oh, no. The vase she got in is perfectly fine. And there are 100 vases just in case.
I think that might be a female
thing. I don't know. What in the hell's going on here? Like, if a flash flood happened in that town and killed 50 people, she could have a vase of flowers for each and every one of them.
The thing
is, an original vase.
I will not buy my wife flowers with the vase because I'm like, I know you have a vase that these flowers will fit in.
You have 9
right?
million.
That's honestly, like, look, I'm not being mean. I know that we have vases for these flowers. So I got to the flowers. I'm not buying the vase.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, it's that weird thing where, like, there are 4-5 boxes of Thanksgiving decorations. Thanksgiving.
Like dried corn?
Oh, you name it, man. Like fake pumpkins, crap that you hang on the door, you know, wreaths that look like a scarecrow.
Cornucopia.
Flower, you know, like the dead leaf things, you know, that look like fall and crap like that. I'm like, just look out the window, dude.
Right.
It's fall. You know what I mean? You don't have to recreate the season. You don't put snow on your roof, do you? Like, fake. Like, look, it might be snowing up here.
Right.
Like, Jesus Christ. And then I had to move all this crap so that she could get all of her, and she's going to replace that, you know, obviously with all of her Christmas decorations.
Of course.
Which are the same, like, little, you know, those little dumbass things you used to buy in a Hallmark store. It's like those little figurines and
trinkets.
Yeah,
inside
of the little dude blowing a freaking holiday horn and crap like that. Like, who cares?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, why does this little trumpet guy need to be here? And, like, I get if you put a manger out or something like that, you know? But all this other stuff is...
Dude, my grandma... This is just funnier, but my grandma had these Santa heads. So when you're a kid...
Just the head?
It was just like... Right, it was like a jar.
Okay,
like plastic,
all right. Yeah, yeah.
But it's his head.
In the jar?
But it was always filled with, like, brownies, and one was filled with cookies.
Okay.
So when you're a kid and you go over there, like, you love these Santa heads,
of course.
So when grandma dies at Smith's side, my mom got one of them, and her friend was like, oh, I'll touch up the paint a little bit.
Oh, no.
It is awful.
Oh, no.
Oh, his cheeks are like blush red. Like, it looks like he's about to perform on Broadway.
Hello.
And it's just like, what happened to Santa?
He's ready for his
I would have rather him just stay old. Like, he's from the 60s or 50s.
It's okay to let it look like that.
Like, to look that old. Now he looks like he looks ridiculous.
Everybody in that town has the blow-up stuff you get at Walmart.
Yeah.
They're like,
I love those things.
And you got a big snow globe, like, blowing cotton on the inside of it. And, like, Santa Claus is inflated. There's giant reindeer out there. Meantime, the wind's blowing, like, 40 miles an hour, and half this crap is, like, smashed up on people's fences and stuff. And it's like, what is happening
here? I don't know.
Is that the holidays? For better or for worse, how are you like your parents? Or what will you never do because your parents did it? 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, part of it is.
I hate lawn art.
Yeah, I'm not a big lawn art person.
Just going to admit it. I hate lawn art.
I'm not huge on it, but around the holidays, it's great. And again, part of that tradition goes back to it is the darkest time of the year.
That's the shortest day,
so it's a way to kind of celebrate and stay in a better mood.
You don't need plastic deer in your front yard if the deer just walk in your front yard anyway.
That is a good point.
I mean, like,
You have deer. They live in your backyard.
Right. You don't need the plastic.
I did buy some light-up plastic deer for our friend Dizzle when we visited her
Yeah.
I think she was still in Maryland. We didn't tell her we were going to do it. I just set him up, plugged him in, and then when she opened the door to greet us, she's like, what in the F is that? I said, hey, Merry Christmas. I bought these for you.
I mean, my brother bought one of those snow globes that blows the fake snow and stuff in it.
Yeah.
And he would just send me pictures of when my niece and nephew were like 8 and 10. And they would just stare.
Oh, yeah.
And they loved it.
Yeah.
Little kids love that and bubbles. They're currency. Tell us.
They are.
Hello, Lynn. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I've actually talked to you guys about my mom before. She's the one who was convinced she had a turkey stalker last Thanksgiving.
But wait, she did what now?
I talked to you guys last Thanksgiving. My mom was the one that was convinced she had a turkey stalker.
A turkey stalker?
She's being stalked by a turkey?
No, she had somebody stalking her, stealing her turkeys. It was a Thanksgiving.
Oh, All right. Okay. Yeah. That makes me feel a little better.
So unfortunately, I take after my mom, and I don't want to admit it, but I inherited my self-defense mechanism from her, which means I bite people and make them bleed when I feel threatened.
What? Wait, how often?
As an adult?
How often do you have to break out this defense?
Well, it was more as a child. She did it as an adult. So she grew up in the Philippines, and, like, she got in, it was a little bit wilder of a place. So she got in some tussles, and one time she nearly bit the nipple off of a guy that was assaulting her.
Okay, well, that's fair.
All right.
No one's going to fault her on that one.
Well, so the event that, hopefully you're not being assaulted, but you will bite their nipple off.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, so she brags about that, but as a child, so my dad's from the Midwest.
It's awfully nipply in here.
Yeah. So as a child, when I was around 5 or 6 years old, we did a road trip to visit some relatives in the Midwest. And at the time, my uncle was a member at a Mennonite church.
Oh, wow. They're fun. That's what they're known for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it was interesting. But if you're familiar, the Mennonites dress very conservatively. Even in the middle of the summer, they have, like, the long dresses, and it's usually dark colors. Well, we were on vacation, so we didn't have that attire. We were dressed in shorts, like bright pink, hot pink shorts or, tank tops and stuff. And so we visited the church with my uncle, but we were definitely a spectacle.
Oh, I'm sure.
After the service was over, my parents went over with the adults chatting, and my sister and I got surrounded by some of the children. And one of the boys started poking at us, and he poked at my sister. And I blacked out. I was told this later by my sister and my dad, but I blacked out, bit down on his finger, and just latched on like a pit bull. And they had to run and get my dad to pry me off of him.
You bit a Mennonite?
Yes, a Mennonite boy. Yes,
you need that on a coffee mug. I once bit a Mennonite.
You're lucky. It could have been your nipple.
But yeah, so I guess I got that from my mom, but we tend to bite.
But what about now? Hopefully,
have you calmed down?
There's something other than biting that maybe you say, you know what, that I'm doing what my mother would do, or I'm intentionally not doing something my mother would do.
I kill slugs with barbecue skewers, and I don't actually mind doing that. And that's something she'll go out every morning before full daylight, and she'll take a barbecue skewer. And she'll scour her yard and skewer a whole stack of slugs and put them on her garden to warn the other ones. That's not a bad habit. That's actually pretty good.
You said to warn the other ones?
Yeah, she feels like it's a warning sign to other slugs that...
The Vlad the Impaler theory. I mean, I get it. Yeah. I'm just saying, your mom might be crazy, too.
Need to put a little beer out in a bowl.
Yeah. Wow, man.
Take care of more than one.
So has she been doing that, like, since you were a kid?
Yes, yeah. She would pay us, actually. So we would, didn't get allowance, but we did get paid per head of any insect that we killed and brought its dead body to her. So.
What kind of money are we talking? Like, per slug? How much am I looking for?
5 cents. Nothing 5 cents. Big.
Well, it's not like you got to chase them, really.
As long as you don't have to bite anybody anymore. That's one of those things where...
Yep. I mean, that makes sense when you were younger. I was thinking about being an adult in a bar, and she just didn't like the conversation and bit my arm.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm okay with the kid thing, but just like, wow, you bit a Mennonite. And at what point, I know they'll say, well, they dress conservatively. And you're like, I know people that dress conservatively. At what point are you wearing a costume? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's like, that's not out of disrespect. People that dress conservatively might have the turtleneck, or they button all the way up to, like, to me, that's dressing conservatively. When you're at that point, I'm like... I know it's not a costume to you, but for most normal people, we'd have to almost go to a costume store to buy the same thing. You know, like go to like Party City and buy like their Thanksgiving wear or something like that.
They don't want to be normal.
I mean, I guess it's normal to them.
You know, the, you know it's kind of where their head goes. It's like, yeah, that's normal for you heathens out
there. So they're like Amish or Pennsylvania Dutch.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure the entire
thing. I've heard the term before. I just didn't know what
you've seen them, and you probably thought they were Amish, but they're not Amish. Actually.
I think
they're
a lot of it's just wearing
things to cover everything. Right? Yeah.
Correct. And it's just plain and like, we don't need this or that.
Right. Vanity. You're worshiping your Jesus, right. not people or their clothes or,
I still
or
wouldn't
things,
buy one.
Things, I guess.
Yeah.
I wouldn't buy the Mennonite. Just as a general rule, I'm comfortable saying that. I'm comfortable with my own skin to tell you, hey, if you're Mennonite listening to this, I will not bite you.
It's a cool sounding title.
It what? The Mennonite
bite? Mennonite. Bite the Mennonite.
It does sound badass.
Oh, yeah.
should be a children's book.
You bit a Mennonite?
Bite the Mennonite.
My God.
For better.
It happens at night.
For better or for worse, how are you like your parents or what will you never do because your parents did it? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
My question, for better or for worse, how are you like your parents, or what will you never do because your parents did? A couple more of the comments here. It says, I like to plan what I'm having for supper while eating breakfast. Used to drive me crazy as a kid because I'm eating breakfast and my mom wanted to know what we would like for dinner. I realize to do the same thing now.
My wife absolutely does that. And like anything, we've been together for like 20 years, a little bit over. So it's one of those things, we simply accept each other, all right? So for the first couple of years at breakfast. What do you want for dinner? I'm like, I have no idea. It is 8:30 in the morning. I don't know. But we've come to realize she's going to ask me. She asked me this morning. Mm-hmm. It's probably closer to 9:30, but still. What should we do for dinner? She knows that I have no response. But then she will usually give like a multiple choice thing. And I'll say, you know what? That sounds good. That's fine. That sounds good.
Go no further.
Yeah, that works. We did the French onion soup the other day. Can't remember which day of the week it was. And she's like, And again, about 8:30 in the morning, what should we have for dinner? I'm like, babe, seriously, man. We go through this every day. You know I don't know. She goes, well, I was thinking either French onion soup, said stop, done.
Yep.
And we had a conversation. And it was delicious.
Here's what I can relate to. But it says, my sister and I both avoid wasting food. As my parents grew up, I guess, with their parents in the war.
Sure.
Understandably, at that point in time, food was scarce. So we are brought up to not waste food. We are both also stubbornly self-sufficient, just like our dad. I will say this. I do my best. I mean, in my power, not to waste any food that I have.
Yeah, I try. There's no guarantees, but I try.
Right. I'll incorporate something into tonight that maybe I have left over from last night, or I'll bring it in for lunch, or whatever. Or I'll freeze something.
Well, it's always my advice. Like, look, you know, if we're really thinking about something for dinner, if you make something where one of the ingredients can be turned into blank salad, that's a good. So chicken, I'll turn it into chicken salad. If it's shrimp, which we had part of last night, shrimp salad.
Which is like, delicious.
It is. But I'm like, look, well, because I'll take it into work, whatever the case might be, that way we don't waste it.
For better or for worse, how are you like your parents, or what will you never do because your parents did? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Emily. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So my mom is super sweet. She's in her mid-70s, and she's the kind of person that her entire life, she'll help anybody she can. If, whether it's family or people she just meets for the first time, they ask her to do something, she will drop whatever she's doing, and she'll do it, which is, you know, nice. But it got to the point that people start taking advantage of her. They always assume, oh, well, you know, so-and-so, meaning my mom, will go ahead and do this, just ask her. And they wouldn't even bother, like, checking with her first. They would just assume, hey, she's going to do it. And I found that I am the same way. I will help anybody that I can within reason, and even sometimes when I can't, whether it's financial or just friends, and to the point where friends and people I just barely know will just be like, oh, well, automatically just ask Emily. She'll do it. No problem.
Is that because you have a hard time saying no, or you just, I mean, in general, if people are asking you because they're in a difficult situation, you're going to be there to help them.
Kind of difficult situation, but also just like I used to have friends that had animals. I'm an animal person, so they'd be like, oh, hey, can you pet sit? We're going on vacation. I'm like, yeah, sure, I can play with dogs. Sweet. And it got to the point where they wouldn't even bother checking, hey, do you have plans on this weekend? They would just be like, hey, we're going out of town for, you know, X amount of days. You know, you're going to be watching the dogs or the cats or something. And I'd be like, okay. So they started assuming little things like that. Or people would be like, well, Emily has no problem saying no because, you know, I feel guilty about it. If I can help, I can. And, yeah, I do have trouble saying no and even, like, setting up boundaries. But it's like, it's a good thing because I'm helping somebody. It's a bad thing because, you know, I know they're taking advantage of me, and it's just like, well, crap.
You're lucky that we're not dating there, Emily. I'd be like, oh, God, I'm so horny. I'm so horny right now. Come on. Help me.
So did it drive you crazy that your mom did this when you were a kid and now you find yourself doing it, or was it just normal, par for the course?
Depending on who it was, like, there are people that, like, you need to stop doing this because, you know, I realized they were taking advantage of her. And I'm like, and they're not good people. You need to stop. You're enabling them, or it's just, you know, they're using you, and it's straight out messed up. And it drove me nuts. And now that I'm in my mid-40s, I do the same thing, and I chastise myself for it. But at the same time, I'm like, oh. Fine. Okay. Sure. Whatever.
All right. With your friends, are you able to ask for, if you needed help, are you able to ask for a favor in return? Like for the people who you pet sit for or whatever the deal is, you know, could you come over and check on my house if I'm out of town or whatever the deal is?
I feel weird because I feel like, and this is also instilled when I was a child, I feel like by doing that I'm a burden. So I have trouble asking for help, but I have no problem giving it.
Okay.
All right. That's fair. Yeah, I mean, my wife's not much. She's not, definitely not an enabler, but the first couple of times that I visited her parents in Pennsylvania, if you're there, like 30 different people are going to show up at the house at some point during the day. And they sit down. And I mean, she will make food. They have coffee.
Is it a daily thing or is it just because you guys are in town?
Oh, no, it's nothing to do with us in town. I mean, half the time it's like, oh, we didn't know you guys were in town. Other times, it's like, we heard you're in town, but we heard it when we stopped by yesterday, right? So it's that kind of thing. And I'm always like, well, you know, it's kind of cool, but it's like she is the central location for the friend group without question. She's a very cordial woman, but she's also very no-nonsense, right? So it's one of those, I wouldn't even say strict, but, you know, she's when she's angry, she whispers, you know, one of those miles, right? So somehow it's even worse. So she's that person, but everyone adores her. Everyone's at the house all the time. I'm like, interesting. Since we've had kids, I realized my wife has taken up that mantle because my house is the central location. Like, the kids love being there, you know.
Well, that's what she grew up with. So that's her comfort zone.
That's what she does. You know what I mean? So it's just, and I'm like, that. I never would have thought that I would be in the house that is kind of the central location for all things. But, like, if any kid anywhere needs anything, it's got to be my wife. You know, she's going to stuff them in the car, legally or not. Just saying. But as many kids as she can fit in that car, she's the one who takes the mantle on for all things. And I'm even like, babe, you don't need to do this. She's like, I know. And that's the entire discussion. I'm like, oh, okay.
But she that was Bernie's mom.
Really?
Yeah. And like to this day, I wouldn't say her first name, Mrs. Granzo or Mrs. G. But same thing. Like you went over there all the time. I mean, even the day he got married, me and another guy went over there that's married to one of his other sisters. And she, same thing. Very nice lady, but has kind of some rules.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yes.
She was like, you guys, you two, you and Pat, Teddy, you better not have him drinking before the wedding. We said, Mrs. G, come on. We would not do that to you. We're in your kitchen eating breakfast. Like, get real. Yeah, we went straight from there to a bar.
Yeah, of course.
Before we went to the wedding.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Exactly. But it's almost like this give and take. Like, she knew damn well.
She
like,
knows.
We didn't want to get up at 8:30 and eat a breakfast for Tata.
No. But you're going to because it's her.
To get to the fun part.
And that's my wife, man. I mean, like, she, as soon as kids walk in the house, she puts them all in one place and she has her list of rules. And they're like, you've been doing this for 9 years. Like, we know your rules, but she's going to repeat them anyway, right? So she seems stern and all that. But then at the same time, if the kids are hungry, she's like, you know where the goddamn food is? Grab it.
Yeah. Well, that's
right. What's funny, though, is if, like, the other kids' parents are there and they see their child, like, walk into the kitchen and grab something, like, did you ask first? My wife's always like, do not bother me. They're not stupid. Mm-hmm. They know where the food is. They're more than welcome to eat it. Just grab it and eat.
My thing is, if my kids were spending the night or they had friends spending the night, a sleepover kind of thing, it just gave me the excuse to do pancake and bacon alarm clock. Because they could have gone to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning. They could have been up all night giggling. I could hear them in there doing their thing, whatever. But, man, as soon as I start frying up bacon and start making pancakes, man, you just see these people just slowly zombieing down the steps. And
oh, yeah.
Sitting down. But I kind of like that aspect of it because that was, like, my favorite way to wake up in the morning on a weekend.
One of the benefits of my kid having a sleepover is that I will wake up to bacon, right? I mean, that's just, right? It's a guarantee because she feels the need to feed everyone, right? There's 6 kids there, whatever. By the time I roll out of bed, there's still a pound of bacon.
Yeah. I'm a weekend breakfast eater.
Like, all right.
I don't do it Monday, not during the week, but on the weekends. I mean, my buddy Jesse does it to me now. Now, he has 2 children.
Yeah, that helps.
Same thing. Like, I'll stay up a little bit later, you know, sleep in some random room or a mattress. And then next morning, you're like, hey, like cooking breakfast. I should get up.
Yeah, every time. Every time. There's bacon, there's eggs, there's pancakes, the whole nine. I'm like, all right, you know what? I can live with it. Because my only rule when I do the sleepover, I'm like, look, guys, you're going to do what you do. Do not remind me that you're in my house. If you do that, we're all good.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I will say this, as far as filtering my kids.
What do you mean?
Well, like there was certain music I wasn't allowed to buy or listen to.
Yeah.
There were certain movies or shows my parents really did not appreciate me watching. But at the same, they didn't like me watching television. I had a rule that I was allowed to, like, an hour or a half hour a day of television watching. Because they wanted you out of the house. They wanted you doing stuff.
Yes.
My entire life was spent outside, never in front of a television. So, but I was limited on those things. So, like, if my kids wanted to watch something, it's got, I don't know, brief nudity or cussing or whatever the deal is. As long as it wasn't too far over the line.
Deadpool. That was my...
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be, like, certain things where you go...
Just wait, buddy.
But I was like, look, man, you know most of the stuff. I've heard you on the phone with your friends. I know how you talk. So, look, I'm not... This is not teaching you anything. You might get a laugh out of it, but and I don't like the fact that you understand a lot of these things.
But you do.
Right.
That's the problem. Like, but you do. Yeah. So there's nothing I can do.
Well, my one daughter was like 12 or 13 years old.
Just a J-Lo movie.
We're watching some movie. I don't know. There's a couple in the front seat of the car.
Oh, no.
And then she disappears. My daughter leans over to me and goes, Dad, is she giving him a mm-hmm? And I was like, Jesus Christ, how do you know that?
Right. I mean, you can't say no.
Yes, but like, I think this is what this implies.
Yeah. This
seems to be what's happening.
Okay.
Here.
I'm glad you know that.
Exactly. Like,
she's just taking a nap, honey.
What the hell, man? She's resting.
That's right.
She's sleeping.
She's resting. She's putting her head down for a minute.
Yeah. Seriously, the only movie I had a hard time with was Deadpool. And because they weren't really interested in seeing the booby movies and all that kind of thing. They just wanted to see the movies they saw. But Deadpool is so, quote unquote, cool. As far as superheroes go, you know, you see the commercials, and I'm like, bud, man, I get it. I know you want to see it. It's honest to God. Because he's like, well, is it the violence? I said, no, it's not the violence. It's the language. He goes, Dad, I know cuss words. I'm like, but you don't know Deadpool cuss words. And I'm like, I watched it, and I'm laughing my ass off because how he chooses to use them is a lot different. So we finally watched it a year ago, year and a half ago. And he enjoyed the movie, thought it was great, but he looked at me and said, I completely understand.
Then he watched the rest of them after that.
Yeah, and we've blown through them. And I said, look, once we get past the first one, it's good. I just said, look, man.
How about the boys?
As your parent, the boys, no, because the boys is different.
I think he would lose his mind laughing at that.
But I don't want enough to explain. It's more the visuals. Yes. Right, like, dude, I'm not worried about the language on this one because, like, I certainly hear you play your games. I know you know all of this stuff, but they're right. Yeah.
See?
Dude, yeah. Right. Just a man sneezes, this thing happens. Some people are covered in stuff, and it's just like, look,
yeah.
I don't want to have to have
I think he would lose his mind.
This, I think he would, too. I would, you know what? I'd
this is awesome.
If he said, I spent the night at so-and-so's house, and we watched a couple episodes of The Boys, I'd ask him what he thought. Then I'm like, all right, man, now I can watch it with you. I just don't want to pop your boy's cherry and have to explain to you exactly why this is funny or gross.
My folks were kind of odd with the censorship of what we were supposed to watch. You know, when we were kids, we weren't allowed to watch The Simpsons with everybody else because same thing. You know, didn't like the way that Bart talked to Homer and didn't want us to emulate that. And that was a big problem with my sisters and I is we did emulate a lot of what it is that we saw. So like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Power Rangers weren't allowed to watch those because we had a trampoline out back and we would always end up fighting Power Ranger style on the trampoline. And I would end up hurting somebody. So that got the kibosh as well. But then as we grew older, I feel like I was like 10 or 11 years old or something like that. And I had seen the movie Whole Nine Yards. And that was Bruce Willis, Matthew Perry.
I remember.
Fun movie. I actually really enjoyed it. That was one of the first movies that wasn't a cartoon. Sure. That was live action that I laughed at, that I thought was funny. It's got the guy from Friends in it. All right, this is cool. I didn't realize how much content was in that movie that I had zero business watching until we went over to my grandparents' house and they showed it to my granddad. They got to a scene that was in there where a few choice words were made and he said the kids need to go. Now, I didn't have the heart to say I've seen this movie like 5 times already, Grandpa. There's like full, like there's a gal with her chest out at some point in that movie. I thought it was fake. That's how naive I am about this kind of stuff. But that didn't faze me one bit. I didn't start using the language that they had in that movie.
Right.
I wasn't just like, I want to go see more of that over there. It just it was
still
a comedy.
Know
to me.
Better as a kid. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to just spout off Deadpool to me sitting over dinner. Like, they're not stupid.
Right.
But it's just like I want to take a hot minute. Before he watched this. And my parents, their thing was all about TNA. And I've said this before. But
correct. Same as mine.
The first R-rated movie I saw was Alien, right? And I was 10, I think, when it came out. Look, man, my mind was blown in a good and bad way. It was a phenomenal movie. It was a fascinating movie. It opened my mind to all these different possibilities. It also terrified the living piss out of me for about a year and a half after I saw it, all right? So my buddy, he was the first kid I knew with cable, and we got to watch Friday the 13th. Which my parents are worried about because it's a violence lesson.
Well, they're also going to show some breasts.
We didn't know that, and they did. And I'm like, look, as far as what had a longer-lasting impact in the moment, Alien disturbed me more than the boobs did. The boobs, I'm like, cool, boobs. And that was the beginning and end of it. Alien, I mean, every night I'm like, leave the light on, dude. I'm not, right? So I'm just saying, when you make these judgment calls for your kids, it's hard to know, you know. Like, Friday the 13th wasn't like gratuitous boobs. Not a sex movie. It's a slasher flick. But there were a pair of boobs, and I do remember that. And I was like, ooh.
Cool.
But I was kind of done. Alien, I mean, every night I'm like, this thing's going to rip out of my stomach and kill me. So, and I've told my parents that since then. I'm like, you picked wrong. That's all, right? If you're trying to.
Yeah, look, TNA
I should have watched.
Massive.
Do you like, take your kids to violence. See The Exorcist, or do you take them to see, you know, Porky's? Neither one would be great, but it's like, see Porky's. Don't
but
take
all those
CBS
movies had gratuitous nudity in them. Watching last night. They had, my guide said I was watching Christmas Vacation, but it was actually European Vacation.
Okay.
And there's a point where Rusty starts making out with this girl.
Yeah, now, in Germany.
Yeah, he's supposed to be in
if I remember
high school age. And they start kissing, and the next thing you know, she just rips her blouse off.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus, that would not fly now. That would absolutely not fly.
Nor does that actually happen.
No, it does not.
Right.
But that's really all that those things do is give you an unrealistic expectation of the encounters that you're going to have later on
and
in your
not.
Life.
And correct. You're not. And you're not. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, but most realistic one would probably be like Fast Times.
What did you say? What was the movie? You said Animal House, and you thought, if you go to college, a panty raid.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, it was so common. It happened in, like, I feel like every college movie there was panty
raids.
Always. Like, this is just part of growing up.
Or there's a peephole in the women's locker room.
Right. You don't think that you're sexually assaulting people, which you are.
No,
right?
You absolutely are.
Your voyeurism. You're just like, oh, no, that's what you do. You drill a hole and watch them shower.
Well, so my brother goes to college 5 years before me, and I'm asking him about it, thinking it's going to be like that. He's like, dude, it's nothing like that. Like, all I do is study, right? He's like, yeah, there's hot chicks and all that, but he's like, it doesn't make me attractive.
But they're not even like in the movies. They're just hot chicks. They're not like trying to get with you. And, oh, my.
Yeah,
they're
slutting
themselves out.
He's like,
they're all getting drunk at the sorority party. Mm-hmm. No.
He's like, no.
Yeah. RoboCop was a bad one for me.
How so?
Because remember in the beginning, I mean, spoiler alert, in the beginning of RoboCop, however that cop dies.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, he's like melting and then the car hits him. Like, I don't know why my parents let me watch that scene.
Because there's no boobs.
There's no boobs, but you're right. And the rest of it is just a robot cop shooting stuff.
Yeah.
But that scene horrified me. Same thing, like you're saying, like the alien thing. For months, mm-hmm. that, and I'll always remember an Untouchables when they write touchable in blood.
Yeah.
Just screaming, like, oh, my God.
I think the closest thing to those comedies back in the day that I've seen lately, within the past 25 years, is Harold and Kumar.
Yeah.
Even if it's a guy with a huge bush.
Old school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, old school had old a little school, bit of sure. that too.
Yeah, they had the naked wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
true. How Blue died.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're having a couple of movies that kind of capture that comedy and still, you know, nudity element, I guess.
A lot of it, like you said, you know, RoboCop, it's the visuals a lot that I think as parents we just kind of overlook, but
my dad didn't though.
What do you mean?
When I was growing up, that while we're talking out loud about it, I remember there was one movie, I don't remember which one it was, like it was a Bruce Willis movie. It was a war movie of some kind. But there was one particular scene. Now, people are getting blown up. People are getting shot all over the place. And I could watch this movie. But there was one point. I still haven't seen this part of the movie, mostly just because I forgot about it. But there comes a point where it obviously just got so intense and so devastatingly horrific as far as the imagery that he sent me out of the room every time.
Like,
this is the part that you don't get to watch because this is stuff that sticks with you. And his whole idea, same thing with what you were saying, you know, the TNA and all that, that's going to come and that's going to go. Maybe you watch it when I'm not here, sure. Sort of a thing, right? But with those are things that can't be unseen.
No, you can't.
Well, it's also back to what Steve was saying about, you know, like what affects you more. Like, you could watch Poltergeist,
mm-hmm.
and you could say, like, I don't want you watching this one part. Well, it's the clown under the bed for me.
Right. Yeah,
that you would be the part that. Specifically.
But you would say that's fine. You can watch Clown on the Bed. It's not a big deal. Freak me the F out.
What
you try to guard from is not necessarily what your kids digest and really take in.
The first time I saw my kid kind of bug out at a visual, it's a freaking Marvel movie. And I don't remember which one it was, but Thanos was in it. All right? So I don't know which one it was, but he's doing this thing at the end, and he's kind of changing reality, so to speak.
Yeah, I got
some people are kind of crumbling and all that. And the alien-looking chick with the antennas... Mm-hmm. I can't explain it, but like her face kind of cubed out, and like my kid had a hard time with that, and I didn't expect him to have a hard time with that. And go like, you know what, man? It was a weird scene that stuck with him. Flip side, I'm watching Jurassic Park. T-Rex grabs a lawyer, shakes his ass, and that kid's like, all right, because he can imagine something being eaten, but you can't imagine an alien's head being cubed. And I just thought, like, damn, it's hard to figure out what it is that's going to stick with
it. It's like being a goalie. You know what I mean? You don't know where the shot's coming
right,
from.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Tara Daily, Steve Mix from Daily Mix Morning Show coming up. We're going to sit and spin. Today, for your listening pleasure, we have the 10 best Christmas songs of all times. And your email's coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.